Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Trump campaign wants the independent commission that runs the debates to postpone the second and third ones by a week each. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, it's the latest twist in the presidential debate saga.
It started with the commission announcing that next week's debate, originally intended to be a town hall in Miami, would instead be held virtually due to health and safety concerns. Trump rejected that idea, calling a virtual debate a waste of time. Meanwhile, the Biden campaign said it would have accepted the virtual format, but that the commission should make the final debate a town hall format instead, so that voters will still have the chance to ask candidates questions directly. The Trump campaign then issued another statement asking the commission to instead push back the two remaining debates by a week so that each can be held in person. But the Biden campaign pushed back, saying Trump doesn't make the debate schedule, the commission does. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
The FBI says six men have been arrested in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The agency unsealed charges today, alleging the six men surveilled the governor's vacation home and wanted to violently overthrow the government. Seven others are charged with planning to attack police and wanting to start a civil war. In a press conference this afternoon, Whitmer blamed President Trump.
When our leaders meet with, encourage, or fraternize with domestic terrorists, they legitimize their actions, and they are complicit. When they stoke and contribute to hate speech, they are complicit.
In April, Trump slammed Michigan's leaders over state measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The pregnancy rate among younger women is continuing to fall in the U.S., while among middle-aged women, it's on the rise. That's according to a report from the Guttmacher Institute that examines decades of data. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more.
The report looks at pregnancy, birth, and abortion rates in the U.S. since 1973, the year the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalized abortion nationwide. The Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights, documents major shifts in women's reproductive choices over that time. The pregnancy rate for teens and women under 24 has been declining since the late 1980s. In 2016, the most recent year covered by the report, there were 15 pregnancies for every 1,000 girls ages 15 to 17. That's five times lower than it was in 1989. Meanwhile, Guttmacher reports the pregnancy rate for women over 35 has been steadily increasing since 1973, as more people choose to delay childbearing. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell, the Dow gaining 122 points to end the day at 28,425, the Nasdaq up 56 points, the S&P 500 up 27. You're listening to NPR News. Wisconsin is opening a field hospital near Milwaukee to help address an alarming surge of COVID-19 cases that threatens to overwhelm the state's hospital system. From member station WUWM, Susan Bentz has more.
COVID-19 cases jumped by more than 2,300 in just one day this week in Wisconsin. State Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm says record numbers of Wisconsinites are being hospitalized and are in intensive care, driving the decision to open an alternate care facility.
As part of our statewide response, we made that decision together yesterday. We're all sad that this is where we've gotten to, but it was an important decision, and we'll be ready to take patients starting next Wednesday.
The facility is located on Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. It can handle 530 patients who are relatively healthy, but not healthy enough to be safely discharged. For NPR News, I'm Susan Bentz in Milwaukee.
The Nobel Prize in Literature has gone to American poet Louise Glick. She's one of a handful of poets to receive the prize, which has been dominated by novelists in its 112-year history. Glick was Poet Laureate of the U.S. in 2003 and 2004, and she won the U.S. National Book Award for her collection, Faithful and Virtuous Night, 6 years ago. In 2015, then-President Obama honored her with the National Medal of Arts and Humanities. The Nobel Committee praised her for her, quote, unmistakable poetic voice. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.